So the harvester reporting is used, right now currently one electronic method, which is when you go online to renew your license through that main lead system.
Yeah.
If you look, next time you go to play in there, in the upper right-hand corner, there's a spot, there's a link for harvesters to report their daily catch. And also below it, there's space for harvesters to see, and dealers in this part, to see what their compliance status is. All of their reporting information, so they can keep control of where they're at, what's missing. That way, if they think there's something that they've submitted that either we've missed or they've missed, they can be proactive in that.
But dealers and harvesters have a different system that they have to report.
Dealer reporting won't go through each.
I feel like that's, just to put this in, that's onerous, especially because so many people who are doing also grow. And I feel like if there's a way to streamline that, it would make everybody's life a lot easier. So just putting that out for suggestion.
I don't think, we don't have a lot of options around a dealer system because of the federal.
Right. Any federal dealer reporting system we have has to be federally approved, and they are very stringent on what those are, because they don't want people, they don't want dealers forced into a certain type of reporting methodology. Like we've talked about swipe cards in the past with some fisheries, and the dealers, federal agency was like, absolutely not.
If the dealer, an aquaculturist is also a dealer and certifies, say, that they're only supplying product off the farm, could you have an exemption for the aquaculture reporting? Because you're getting all the data anyway.
Yeah, but you're not getting all of this. That leads me to, first of all, thank you for giving us time. I really appreciate that we got time to take this out, because we're going to have to listen and then talk with other industry members. Yeah. So thank you for getting it to us in time to be able to feedback before we're going to make the rulemaking. But the why do we need all of these things?
So this, I would say that this initial list is, again, kind of mirroring what we have for other fisheries, right? To be able.
Yeah. And there's a lot of effort. Information that we didn't include that we typically do on a harvester report. On a harvester report? A lot of effort, because it doesn't apply like seed times and harvest times.
Oh, so this is the shortened version? Exactly.
This is the shortened version, yeah. You know, it's the year, the month, number of people that actively helped harvest during that month, the site that you harvested from.
So why do you need to know the number of crew on board on a farm with a business running the farm?
I think that more takes into like socioeconomical reasons.
Okay.
So if people start asking how many people are employed by the aquaculture industry, we can actually help provide that information through this reporting.
But this would just be the, you want just the harvest number on the harvest crew as opposed to the rest of the farm?
Right. This is just active harvest.
So it's not really giving you much for effort.
It's giving us a bottom number, you know, the low line.
And that's valuable?
Yes.
I think it's more than what we could currently provide, right?
So for instance, right now, I've had a couple of people call asking for seaweed aquaculture information. We don't have any. There's no dealer reports for seaweed aquaculture. There's no and when seaweed aquaculturists went to an aquaculture license instead of the traditional seaweed license, we lost all that harvest information too. It doesn't exist because there's no reporting.
No reporting on the annually either?
No, they would get a seaweed.
There is.
There is.
Yep.
So they.
But not through the dealers or the harvesters at this point. So they have the annual report to the aquaculture program, which
my question is, I think most people in the aquaculture business are very interested in how you're interacting with the environment and with the sociological and your business things. I'm just not sure what the DMR is going to do with all this information. And that gives me cause concern, because it is quite a lot that you're going to ask of people. It may help us focus. I mean, I'm willing to be persuaded. I just look at this and think that's a great deal. And I just don't want to report it and then have the system say, I'm sorry, we don't know how to analyze all that data.
So like the quantity unit, that's just telling us if you're reporting by piece or by pounds. So a lot of it, in all honesty, you can set up as favorites.
So you can like autofill a lot of this stuff?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. The price unit, you know, some people pay by the piece, some people pay by the pound.
That's a little arbitrary as well. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Robbie. I didn't mean to. But the price, for example, I just have to make a guess of about what I'm paying that's coming off, because we sell it at the end of the process.
Right. So, but think of what it would... We always tend to tell people, estimate what you think its first value is, like the harvested prime value. And then the dealer, you know, when the deal, what you would pay if you were selling it to a dealer, what do you think you would be paid?
I
never tried to do that, so I don't know.
Explain, line 13, I don't understand. Disposition of catch and whether catch is provided.
Yep.
Is that a lobster reference?
No, so that means the land. So if you sell to another dealer, like if your product goes to a different dealer.
Yeah, who is that dealer?
Who is that dealer?
Yeah.
If it's card, that means you guys, technically it's almost always card, but I would think of it as you guys harvested it. But you may not have sold what you harvested that day to another dealer. You may have held on to it for a few days and then brought Fiona all of your product. That would be marked as card because it wasn't pulled out of your lease that day and then delivered to a dealer. Card is held over time
like
from harvest.
Stored?
Sounds like a lobster term.
It
so
does.
These terms are harvested off the bottom as opposed to coming out of the water.
Well, they're still in the water. What I'm saying is you pull them off your lease site, but maybe you're storing them
in the processing
somewhere that, and then sold them the next day.
Okay, but it's
that's card.
Because we've always reported when it comes out of the water, not when it came off the bottom beds into a wet store. Yeah, I hope that's been okay.
Harvested technically is on the bottom,
and sits,
and after
and
that
it sits in a wet storage car for 2 or 3 days or maybe a week or two.
So those are card
those
products.
Those are card in the system.
So we could be keeping track of
just whether it was card.
Like, not the quantities in each.
Right.
Right. And then, in all honesty, this is going to be a monthly summary. So you could mark them all as card.
Right.
Because it's card or not card.
You're
going to
send
it.
Us, so if you all you harvest is one product off your site,
mm-hmm.
you're going to give us one basically line of data per month.
I'd like to ask about why, the annual reports, it seems to me that that's a good place to get this information. And I guess what I'm not clear on is how does this make the overall, when we started the discussion, it was described as a way to be able to reconcile the two systems of reporting.
Well,
and I guess I'm not clear on that part of it. And where I think you can get a lot of the socioeconomic, the employment and the total numbers of harvest, all that, on an annual report, and it should pretty much match what, as a dealer, we would report as coming from our leases.
So I guess what I was trying to say with the two, it's not to reconcile the two reports, it's to say that as long as we have two entirely different reporting streams, we're always going to have differences. Like, I think that's just the reality of collecting two streams of information in different ways. Mm-hmm. So which is the better way for this industry and the department to move in terms of reporting? And we have a reporting program, a landings program, that this is what they do. This is really an add-on task for a already, fully extended aquaculture program. Is this a good use of their time? And there is a significant time component for the staff in this program to collect, enter, check, and maintain the majority of these annual reports, respond to requests when they get those requests. So that would all shift to the landings program. I think, and again, just kind of going through the benefits, I think our experience with running landings programs is that you do get better data if you collect it monthly than annually. Inevitably, it is more accurate to collect information on a monthly basis than on an annual basis.
The other thing is NSSP requires monthly reporting for shellfish. So to stay in compliance with the NSSP, we need monthly reporting on shellfish.
So in other words, because you're not really, well, you do that with harvesters already now, though.
Not with harvesters, with dealers. We have...
So in other words, if you... I guess I'm kind of...
I can see how it would illustrate the seasonality of aquaculture product coming out of the water. Certainly it would highlight that. But I mean, that's the effort.
On these, and this is less about the monthly, but on these questions, these specific questions you're talking about, price, average,
yeah,
that kind of thing, a concern that I'm just going to bring up for you guys to consider is, and I'm sure that similar case is in FinFish, there's only a few big players, really just one in each category. So that whatever price is out there is our price. So I do just put that out there as an area of concern for me when I'm looking at this. Because there's, you know, just the sheer quantity is us, right? So then that becomes,
but
you
that
know,
is,
public knowledge. I just want to
put
that
out there.
But it won't,
just to be clear, it
okay.
wouldn't. If there's only one company in that.
There's other companies, but the scale of it, and I think it's similarly with FinFish, right? It's just
well, so
scale.
With FinFish, so just to be clear, with FinFish, it is confidential right now because of the number of entities reporting.
Great.
So if it's
okay.
less than three, it's confidential.
Well, it won't be less than three. I'm just talking volume-wise. I'm talking like...
But I guess I don't understand why that would be different.
Because it wouldn't you be weighted?
Weights the average.
Then if 90% of the landings are coming from one company and the other 10% are coming from
15,
three companies,
yeah.
you've essentially characterized that one.
But
so
even
no
even
there now.
But even with
right,
seaweed, we have multiple farms and multiple harvesters.
That's right.
You're right. You're the buyer.
Right.
People are going to be able to identify a price
right.
point that you're paying, but the reporting is coming in from the individual leaseholder.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I just put that out. It's, I'm not saying that we can change it, but I'm just putting that out there as an area of concern for me when I'm looking at this information. That's perpetually an area of concern. So I'm just putting that on the table, and I don't know that I have a recommended change to that, and if I think of one, I'll definitely let you guys know, but I'm just, I always am concerned about that kind of thing.
The other thing that should be known here is we are getting increasing requests from media, from universities, from NGOs, from all sorts of entities with, you know, how many pieces of oysters were harvested in the Damariscotta River between January and June, or
mm-hmm.
how much seaweed was harvested east of the Penobscot, but west of the St. George. We are getting more and more detailed in terms of what people are looking for. His crew's better to handle that than ours, unless we make some investment in our capabilities.
I think better data is a great idea, and I think, you know, I know this is onerous, but I do like the idea of monthly reporting because of that, as long as it is not too onerous for the people who are doing all of that, and I think as much effort as can be put into streamlining it so that people are not buried under paperwork that they then miss, because we all know that happens. And then you guys then have to spend a ton of time chasing it down, which actually makes your job even bigger to have it monthly, because that time that you'd only be chasing down one report, you're now chasing down 12. And I recognize that that takes a ton of time.
Yeah.
So the most simplified it can get,
yeah.
the better it will be for everybody's time commitment. And so my point was less about the necessity of data, because it is really important. And Florida and I had a conversation about this earlier. We had a, you know, there's just, it's very hard for us to also have like no seaweed information generally, because
right.
we only know our numbers, which is the significant
right.
portion, but it is helpful to know
helpful
what else
sure.
is out there for us and for reporters and elsewhere. So.
And this will be differentiated with, I mean, in the past, for example, with the mussel numbers, it was just all together, and now you're, sorry, I'm just dodging you there. So now you'll be able to separate all of the aquaculture product and the wild
harvest. We should be able to do it with a little more precision than we have in the past. The thing about, when you're talking about with time frames, so one of the other things we've done a lot of is we have dumped a lot of time and energy into the LEADS program to automate as many of the notification processes that go on. For instance, now, if we have an email address on that license, when a harvester or a dealer submits a report, they get a notification sent to that email, hey, we received a report for these licenses, and then we give them a copy of what their compliance list looks like for the year, or for that license period. So it's a way to notify, you know, the end user, here's where you're at, what are you missing, what do you think, and it's a way to comment, you know, communicate back and forth. The other thing I wanted to mention is, it closes on next Tuesday, but we are moving forward with having a harvester reporting app that will work offline. So it'll be Android and iOS friendly. Users will be able to get their phone, log in, do the reporting on their phone, hit submit, and they're done. So that's something that we hope to have rolled out by early next year that will significantly increase the ease of reporting for everybody. So you won't need to go home, get on your computer, do the reporting. You can do it, you know, steaming in, you know, or whatever you're doing.
So the reporting goes with the aquaculture license holder?
Right.
Monthly?
Monthly.
How is that compared to the wild fishery harvest reporting?
For wild harvest, we have no shellfish reporting. So there's no oysters, there's no mussels, there's no...
There is no harvester reporting for the shellfish industry writ large. We get all that information through the dealer reports.